We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Tes Vav, Sif Dalid. Says the Mechaber, Mita Shehi Misoreges Bechavalim, a bed which is made out of woven ropes. Im Yesh Bein Chevel L'Chevel Shlosha Tfachim, if there is more than three tfachim in between each rope, in which case they are not considered to be connected to one another, rather we view as though there is space in between each rope. Asr lifros ala hasad and mishum d'avirala. You cannot place a sheet over that bed because it is considered to be that you are making an ohel underneath the bed. V'chein asr l'salik beged hatachta me'ala mishum d'kasasar ala as well. If there is a sheet underneath the ropes, you cannot remove it because you are considered to being destroying the ohel. However, if there was something on top of the bed beforehand which already created an ohel, even only on part of the bed, you can then add on to the bed the rest of the ohel on Shabbos. As we have seen, you are allowed to be mosif on an ohel arai on Shabbos, as long as there is something there before Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah points out that the prohibition in the beginning of Sif Dalet must be assuming that there are mechitzos around the bed all the way to the ground. Otherwise, we saw that, for example, in our beds, it will be permissible to place a sheet over the bed since there are just those four poles on the corners and one is not really planning on using the area underneath the bed. As if, hey, Kisei ha'asli prakim k'sherotzim leishev alav poskan oso v'ha'or niftach k'shemasirim oso sogrim oso v'or nechbal mutar lefoscho l'chadchila. It is permissible to open and close a folding chair, even if that folding chair has a piece of cloth which now opens and you create an ohel underneath it. It is permissible because, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, it is avid v'kai. That is the purpose of this chair. Even when the folding chair is closed up, it is still really in the state of the chair, and therefore, when you open it up, it is as though it was already open beforehand. The Mishnah Berurah says the same thing is true with the poles and the talus on top, the chuppah, that even when it's folded up, it was still considered to be in that original state that you are able to open and close it. And the Chazon Ish says the same thing is true when it comes to the awning of the stroller, that even when that awning is closed, it is avud v'kai, it is constantly, its purpose is to be opened and closed, and therefore opening it is not considered to be creating an ohel, rather it is as though it was an ohel before Shabbos. Rav Moshe Feinstein disagrees, however that is the heter of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says from this we can learn the heter of umbrellas also, and not like the prohibition of the Nun B'Yud. The Chazon Ish will prohibit an opening an umbrella for another reason, but in terms of this reason of creating the ohel, says the Chazon Ish, it is avud v'kai, and we cannot prohibit it because of that reason. So we always need to see whether the situation is comparable to a folding chair or not. Going back to Sif Gimel, Sif Dalet, for a moment, the Ber Halacha made an interesting point that even if the bed has walls down to the ground, one would be able to stand with another person and hold a sheet in the air, and then have someone else come and move the bed underneath that sheet. And that would be permissible, as we saw earlier. You are allowed to create the ohel if you do it out of order. Sivvav, kishamasajim chavio zo al gabe zo, achas al gabe shtayim, when you are placing one barrel on top of the other, ochiz biyadu hal yona viyasadar atachtona tachta. Once again, you take the first one in the air, and then you place another one underneath it. Avolo yasader ha-tachtonos t'chila v'yaniach ha-alyona aleihen. However, you should not pile them up, put the bottom one first, and then the other one on top of it, because you are creating a sort of ohel when you place one barrel on top of the other, as it is like a roof on the mechitzos of the barrel. And the Mishnah Berurah says, even though you don't need the avir, which is underneath it, right? You don't need that area in between the two barrels. The truth is that you really do, because if you didn't have that space in between the two barrels, the wine in the bottom barrel would get ruined.